It's still early in the season, but tonight's matchup pits two undefeated teams against one another. It's the Commerce Tigers versus the Princeton Panthers. One team will get their first loss of the season before the night is over. Hello, I'm Matt Minky with the highlights of the game. In the opening minutes of the match, after going three and out and punting back to Princeton on their first drive, Commerce clawed the ball right back from the Panthers.
Jordan Blake, the quarterback, takes the snap, drops back, passing, intercepted, Buck Wilson. At the Commerce 39-yard line, tackled by Eli Anthony, and it's first down Commerce on the turnover. Buck Wilson with his first interception of the year.
Despite that steal, Commerce was not able to score on that possession, however. Later, with 4:20 remaining in the first quarter, the Panthers drew first blood and got on the board.
Blake, the quarterback, fakes it to Bryant, going to keep it himself, gets outside at the 15, 10, 5, down the sideline, touchdown Princeton. Jordan Blake, the quarterback, 16-yard touchdown run on third down and 5, and Princeton takes the lead 6-0.
The point after made it Commerce 0, Princeton 7. Still in the first quarter, Commerce was on a 4th-and-12 situation, but the Tigers weren't willing to settle for less than a TD.
Low snap to Sam Wells. Now a pass into the corner for Buck Wilson. He is out there, and it is a touchdown, Commerce. Buck Wilson, touchdown pass, beautifully thrown ball from Sam Wells.
Going deep, going for it all on fourth down.
The point after met the mark, and it was tied at 7. In second quarter action, with 9 minutes left, Commerce worked their way to the Princeton goal line, but faced another do-or-die fourth down situation.
Ball's on the near hash mark. The open field is to the far side. Buck Wilson is in motion. Wells fakes it to Buck Wilson, passing into the end zone, and incomplete, but a flag. There's a flag over on the far side.
There was a pass interference call against the Panthers, and that breathed new life into this Tigers drive.
First down and goal from the 2. Sam Wells hands it off. Robert Jackson spun around, giving ground at the 10, cuts it back at the 5, close to the goal line. Now touchdown, Tigers. Robert Jackson, 2-yard touchdown run. But once again, he was hit in the backfield. They knocked him back all the way to the 10. Then he found his blockers, shook free at the 5, and takes it across the goal line.
The extra point made it Commerce 14, Princeton 7. Then there was 8 minutes left in the first half. Princeton with the ball and a head full of steam.
Panthers up to the line, out of the spread formation. Again, 3 men wide to the far side, 2 to the near side. Empty backfield. Blake over the middle has his man. That's Nikhil Bailey in the open at the 30, at the 20, 10, touchdown, Princeton.
This extra point was blocked.
And the Tigers come up with it, and this is Buck Wilson on the return. And this is a live ball. Buck Wilson on the far side. And of course, he is a dangerous man, still on his feet at the 20, and finally dragged down at the 10-yard line. That would have been 2 points the other way for Commerce. But of course, it's all or nothing on that play, and so that's not going to yield anything for the Tigers other than some excitement.
That enabled Commerce to retain a slim lead, 14 to Princeton's 13. But the Panthers pounced back into scoring position again with 6 minutes left in the second quarter.
Again from the pistol. And Blake rolling out to the near side, pulls up, passing complete to Corey Dillard, wide open, touchdown. Nobody within 10 yards of Ja'Cari Dillard.
They made a 2-point conversion and thus made up the extra point from earlier. With 5 minutes left in the half, Commerce 14, Princeton 21. As you might expect from two undefeated teams, the scoring in this match was fast and furious for the duration of the first half as the Tigers struck again with 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
Commerce and Princeton territory at the 44-yard line. Tigers setting up a screen. This is Buck Wilson in the open field at the 40, at the 35-30. Ran through 2 tacklers at the 25-20, 15-10. Buck Wilson, touchdown Commerce. Oh, my. 44-yard touchdown pass on an inside screen from Sam Wells.
The point after split the uprights, and it tied the game up at 21 points apiece. And there the score would remain at the break. Commerce and Princeton even at 21 points apiece at halftime. Opening up the second half of action, the Panthers let loose a volley that found its target.
Deep pass down the far side, and it's caught. And this is going to be a touchdown for the Panthers. David McKenzie with the catch. over the outstretched hands of Hayden Jackson. Perfectly thrown ball by Jordan Blake, and the Panthers regained the lead.
The extra point was no good. It was Commerce 21, Princeton 27, with 11:37 left in the third. Commerce then came back with the anything the Panthers can do, we can do better attitude just a few moments later.
It was first down and goal from the 10 for Commerce. Pass over the middle for Buck Wilson. Nice catch by Wilson at the goal line. Touchdown, closely covered. And a well-thrown ball by Sam Wells. 10-yard touchdown pass. Wow.
Great job right there by Buck Wilson getting the inside position on the defender on the play. And again, slippery conditions, he was able to hold on to the ball, guys.
The extra point gave the Tigers a slight edge. Commerce 28, Princeton 27. But just a few plays later,
Jordan Blake, the quarterback under center. They go out of the I formation now. And it's the option play, pitch back to Marquise Thomas. And Thomas going to score the touchdown for Princeton.
Two-point conversion was stopped by the Tigers, making the score Commerce 28, Princeton 33. We had to wonder how long could each team keep this pace up, but the scoring did finally slow down a bit. Then, with 36 seconds remaining in the third quarter, the Panthers culminated a seven-play drive with this score.
Option play, pitch out Marquise Thomas. Thomas makes the corner at the pylon. Touchdown. Second touchdown for Marquise Thomas. Option play going to the far side. Jordan Blake making the pitch.
Another two-point conversion attempt by Princeton. Another shutdown by the Tigers. Commerce 28, Princeton 39. And as the game found itself in the fourth quarter, both teams really kind of started running out of gas, and the scoring ground to a halt. The back-and-forth scoring of the first half ended up giving way to back-and-forth punting in the second half. The Panthers were happy to get a hold of the ball in the final few minutes of the game and let the seconds tick off the clock. Panthers secured the win tonight, the final, Commerce Tigers 28, Princeton Panthers 39. A little bit of a reality check perhaps for Commerce tonight, logging their first loss of the season. Next week, they'll be hosting Pleasant Grove in Memorial Stadium here in Commerce, Texas. We'll have that game live for you on the air with kickoff at 7:30. The Big Friday Night Scoreboard program gets you geared up with music at 6 and then officially underway at 6:30 next Friday night. I'm always on the lookout for any kind of funny or silly moments that we might have heard during the call of the game tonight. And as such, I bring you my Minky moments of the game.
Oh, my!
They're just adding some drama to it.
Things getting a little bit chippy down the field down there.
Thanks for listening to the highlights of tonight's Commerce Tigers game here on your station. Remember, we're listener-supported radio. Get behind what we do with a pledge of support at KETR.org. Just click support this station.